Big guy's not going to be here tomorrow. He's got some celebrating he's going to do. Wife's birthday. So you guys are going to Nashville. Have you ever spent significant time in Nashville before?
When I drove one of the cars down last year in October, me and Ann stopped there for a night. Experienced, is it Broad Street? Broadway Street?
Broadway.
Broadway. Fun, a lot of energy, overpriced. But overall, I thought reviews were pretty good.
So why are you going? This is what she wanted to do. She wanted to go to Nashville?
So one of her very good friends down here, they both share a birthday
okay.
a couple days apart. So
kind of a joint celebration.
Both decided on Nashville. There is probably about 10 of us going, 12 of us going.
Ooh.
As you know, Coach is there.
Yep. Coach is at
Tennessee State with Eddie George. Their spring game is Saturday.
Oh.
Coach is your son, by the way, for those listening.
Yeah, we should probably provide that context. Yes, good job, Josh.
Coach is a son. Now, I'm not going to go to the game, but there are some people on the staff that I want to go see.
Are you?
I haven't seen them in a while. Eddie George is the head coach. I want to go see Eddie. There's another guy I played with at the Senior Bowl, Joey Bowden, who played in the league for a while. Clyde Simmons. Remember the name Clyde Simmons?
I do.
Played with Reggie in Philly, with Jerome Brown and Golick. I played against him. There was one other. Oh, and Lance Zeno. Great. You remember Lance Zeno?
I don't remember.
Played
Lance
with us
Zeno.
In Green Bay for, I think, 2 years. O-lineman. So he's on the administrative side. So there's some people I want to see. They're playing in the Titan Stadium.
Okay.
Which I've never played in. So there's a few things I want to do there, but I can't go to the game because obviously it's Angie's birthday month. Let me say that again. It's her birthday month.
Okay.
And she wants to go on a bourbon tasting tour Saturday afternoon. So we kind of have a pretty full docket.
So
I'm excited.
Are you throwing on the cowboy hat? You got cowboy boots? Big old belt buckle?
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
Why do girls have to wear uniforms when they go out? Josh, why?
I don't think I have an answer for that because my wife is not one of these people.
I don't... Uniform, I think, is confusing. It's costumes. When women go to places, I mean, it happens in Austin when I was there. It happened certainly in Nashville when I was there for a few days, where people decide that they are going to... They think they're dressing like the locals, which is not really how the locals dress at all. And they all end up looking like they're wearing costumes. They got the cowboy hat, the cowboy boots, typically the jean shorts, and then
some sort of plaid.
Yeah.
This is all part of the uniform. They tried including me on it. They bought me this stupid shirt with, you know, where your upper chest is?
Yeah.
With the goofy cowboy flowers. I'm like, no, I'm wearing my uniform, which consists of shorts, Gabe, some type of pullover like you're wearing there, and sneakers. That's my uniform. I ain't dressing up like a Gunard.
Do we believe that Chewy will wear the cowboy shirt his wife bought him for her birthday?
It is her birthday month.
No, I already shot it down. I said, forget about it.
But has the shirt been purchased?
Yeah.
Is she going to pack the shirt in hers?
No idea.
And try to put on a full court press?
If Goodwill of Nashville wants a brand new shirt, you can have it. Because my buddy's, Angie's good friend's husband is just like me. And you know what his nickname is? And I gave it to him. The minute I met him, I gave him the nickname, and it sticked 2 years later.
What is it?
Angry. He's just angry all the time. And I asked him what he's wearing. He said sweatshirt with a hoodie and a hat. Perfect. There's strength in numbers, Gabe. You should know that.
There is strength in numbers. However, I've have known you. I mean, this is a weird one for you to put your foot down because I've also known you to try to put your foot down on other things and you've been unsuccessful.
Well, here it all goes back to Dallas when we used to play in Dallas every year.
Yep.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And me, Brett, and Frank thought it'd be cool to go get cowboy boots and wear them to Dallas, and we looked like absolute tools. And ever since then, I'm like, no, no more uniform.
So when you go to Nashville, when you are walking around during this bourbon tasting tour, you're going to be judging everybody else thinking that they look like tools.
Yes. Unless, can you tell if they're from there or if they're from the South? Because then that's fine. That's their uniform. The uniform of the North is how you dress, Gabe.
If somebody's on the tasting tour, they're going to be from out of town. Now, maybe they are from Texas. That's certainly possible. But if they're people on Broadway where you're going to be going to the honky-tonks and drinking all sorts of booze, and then people on the bourbon tour, those are all tourists. Because that's not stuff locals do.
They're so easy to pick up. I mean, Let me just say this, Gabe.
Do the brewery tours still on occasion here.
The man I respect the most.
This has been a while, but.
The man I respect the most at our station is Joshy. Because you know when Joshy lived in New York City, he dresses exactly like he does right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because he does not give a crap.
No.
No.
It's called the School of Joshy. I love it. I love it.
So what you're saying is Joshy has inspired you to put your foot down.
Yes.
And on a costume.
I don't want to be associated with you and Angie's fight for not wearing. I want no part of that.
Come on, Josh. You got to catch some shrapnel for me, all right?
I'm leaving you on an island.
No, this is what happens. This is, yes. If you work with Chewy, eventually we all take turns. We got to take some shrapnel from the big guy.
I have dressed the same, and I will continue to for as long as I am able to. But I'm going to a wedding in Mexico, which is going to be on the higher end of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've had to buy a full new wardrobe, and I'm still not finished because I don't have the proper attire for the 3 or 4 nights of events that are going to take place, where I need like a linen suit, I need these nicer dress shirts because, I mean, as you guys know, I wear what I wear, and that's just kind of what it is. I don't, you know, I dress up if I need to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Josh, you dressed up for my wedding.
Yeah.
You know, you threw on the shirt, had a little tie. You know?
I've got the basics.
Yes.
But for a full vacation in like a resort, I'm not prepared for that because to me, throw on a t-shirt, some trunks, and I'm good to go. Not what they're looking for. I was told I wouldn't be allowed in. So
I guess this is going to be a question that we're going to have to save because we're running out of time here. Because I remember being a few years ago, a friend of ours, Josh, who got married in Greece. And I went over there and I didn't know what to pack because for the wedding, you had to wear beach formal. I had no idea what the hell beach formal was. Yeah. Turns out it's just like khakis and a white shirt.
Linen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're fine. So yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't be able to do that and be fine.
I'm not big on dress codes. I just don't. That's why I never go. When I belong in a country, I'd never go because I don't want to wear slacks. Certainly don't want to wear socks.
You can get away without socks, especially if it's like a beach area. You can just go shoes, no socks.
No, yeah, I suppose.
You just got to have dress shoes.
I'm out on. I mean, dress codes are enough to keep me away.
Oh,
are
yeah.
You guys
just, oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm on board. I ain't wearing no damn uniform, I can tell you that. Well, I'm wearing my uniform.
Your uniform. You've got one uniform and one uniform only. Are you going to do any line dancing?
No.
A little yee-hying?
No.
Come on.
People over 6'3 don't do any type of dancing, or they shouldn't.
All right. Just figured I had to ask the question. Top 8 at 8. 20-ish. It's coming up next, Jen Gabe and Chewy.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh, my God.
Show me chicken.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Before we get to today's list, Craig and Sussex chimed into our last conversation, Chew. 5 years ago, surprised my wife for her birthday with a trip to Nashville. Woke her up, gave her 2 hours to pack, had arranged with her boss to be off for 3 days. First time in Nashville, had a great time. So I think you're going to have a good time, bud.
Yeah, I think I will too.
I was skeptical. Nashville, not typically a me thing. Broadway, I had a good time. There's music playing all the time if you like live music.
Well, I mean, and look out for flying chairs if you're on Broadway.
Yeah.
You know, you got to look out for those.
There's an ice cold beer, cocktail, or glass of wine around every corner. So I had a good time.
I love it. Live music is great.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's basically what Nashville is.
Yeah, and you can stumble into any bar and the person will be uber talented and absolutely nobody, which is cool.
But the hotel prices are ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Sure are.
I mean, it's the bachelorette capital of the world, man.
Yeah.
Or bachelorette party capital of the world.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what I'm excited for, the Masters. Opening ceremonial tee shots coming up about a half hour from now. So it's easy list today, Chew. I don't know if you'll run it, but it's pretty simple list. I've got a list of 8 things in front of me. Josh and Chew, guess back and forth if you want to participate here, Joshy. Once they each get one incorrect, then we'll open it up to the fans, 800-990-3776. Whoever gets the last one on the list wins an ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. Last 8 Masters champions.
I think I can run it.
Really? Josh, you're a big golf guy?
Yeah, I've told you this before. So we got Rahm.
Rahm's 1.
Scheffler.
2.
Matsuyama.
3.
Tiger.
It's 5.
In there, we also have Danny Willett.
It's number 8.
Above Willett, Sergio?
7.
Chewy, you got any other to add?
Patrick Reed.
Patrick Reed is 6. And we may have to do another list. I guess we're going to run through this one really quick here.
Set it, Gabe. Redo it or whatever.
All right, you only have 1 left. Rahm 1, 2 Scheffler, 3 Hideki. Don't have 4. Tiger, Reed, Sergio, Willett, 5 through 8.
Oh, Spieth.
Spieth would have been number 9.
I was going to say, I think he was after.
Dang it.
Oh, man.
Who was, between who and who, Gabe?
Between Hideki and Tiger.
I'm disappointed in myself. I thought I had it.
Oh, not going to get it, are we?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow. 800-990-3776.
It was a boring champ. Very boring.
Oh.
Yeah, very boring.
Yeah, I know who it is. I'll let the people.
All right, you're going to let the people get it? All right, otherwise I had a second list
to go
through
for the people. I do know it 100%, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Is he boring?
He's a tailor-made golfer.
800-990-3776. We just have 1 left on the list. The last 8 Masters champs. And Josh just ran through the list. He got 6. Chewy got 1 of them. We just need 1 more left. The golfer who won between Hideki and Tiger.
Mike and Franklin.
Mike and Franklin, you're up. Do you have the last Masters champ that we do not?
I believe I do. Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson won.
He won it?
That was the 2020. Uh-huh. That was the pandemic Masters that happened in November.
Okay. Gabe, favorite hole?
Favorite hole at Augusta, 13.
13.
I knew it was going to be 13.
Too. You hate 13, Joshy?
No, I just knew that was going to be Gabe's answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
13's really cool. I love all the par fives.
Describe the hole to those who aren't cycles like us.
It's the greatest risk-reward hole.
Yeah. Especially since they lengthened it last year, Chew. So you're not just hitting like 7 iron in if you want to go for it. So it's a dogleg left. Trees all up the left. If you hit it through the dogleg, you end up in pine straw. There was a famous shot from 2010 where Phil Mickelson hit it out of that pine straw. And hit it to within like 5 feet on his way to his third green jacket. So it curves around kind of a creek to the left. The creek runs in front of the green. So it's a decision. Like, do you want to go for it? Do you want to hit the long shot, try to land it on the green? Because if you mishit it and end up short, then you're in the creek and things are bad.
But it's a decision off the tee, Gabe, because it's either 3 or 3 yard driver.
Yep, 3-wood driver.
Depends how greedy you want to get.
How much can you cut the corner? And again, by lengthening the hole a little bit the way they did last year, it becomes more of a decision. You know, if you want to hit just 3-wood to the corner and make it a 3-shot hole or try to cut off some of the corner with a driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's And 12, I mean, 12's the best par 3, too, there, because there's no fans around the green.
Is it?
Yeah.
I know it's Amen Corner.
I mean, how many people have you seen?
Probably right.
How many people have you seen rinse a tee? Like, it's the shortest
par
3, and they just
Gabe,
rinse it.
Gabe.
16
I
is
like
cool.
16.
16 is good.
16 is a good hole. Some great shots have come in that hole.
Masters Thursday. Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch at one.
Yeah. There we go. Let's go.
Are we still set for 9:30?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Ceremonial tee shots are happening at 9:10. So all week long, I've been going on different shows. We talked a little bit about this on Monday on our show, but I have been raising money for the Mac Fund, and we're going to be continuing to do that for the next 2 weeks because that's when the event is, the Ringer event where I play 100 holes of golf for the Mac Fund. And this year, a buddy of mine who has a charity of his own that he started called Paintings for Pediatrics has a $5,000 match going on right now. So if you want to donate, 800-990-3776, text the word CARES. A link will be sent directly to your phone. You can donate directly. We had some fun with it yesterday on KBN. But Craig Sorbo, who is the founder of Paintings for Pediatrics, doing that $5,000 match, joins us coming up next. But first, I do want to tell you about our friends at Ewald Automotive, because at some used car dealers, price is a bad word. You could pay thousands more for the same used car that Ewald Automotive Group sells. You can shop over 600 live market-priced used vehicles without worrying if you paid too much. Plus, they'll keep you on the road, satisfaction guaranteed, like they have for over 60 years, because they make it easy. They service everything they sell. With Ewald, it's easy. So just go to ewaldauto.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Josh said it's garbage.
I'm so glad that Josh is getting a front row seat.
He said it doesn't work.
Chewy.
Am I right or wrong?
We call that a setup in the biz.
On 94.5 ESPN.
All week long, going into next week and the week after, still raising money for the Mac Fund. Just text CARES, C-A-R-E-S, to 800-990-3776. And we talked about something on Monday that's really cool. If you donate $25, you get an entry into pizza for a year, courtesy of our friends at Screamin' Sicilian, a Palermo's brand, 24 pizzas, a pizza oven, a lot of other great Screamin' Sicilian swag. But also helping me out this year in the fight against childhood cancer as I raise money for the Mac Fund, a friend of mine who has a charity he created, he's the president and founder of Paintings for Pediatrics, has done something incredibly generous again, Chewy. We are doing a $5,000 match courtesy of our friends at Paintings for Pediatrics for this. So if you donate right now, again, just text CARES to 800-990-3776. Your donation is going to be matched thanks to our friends at Paintings for Pediatrics. If you don't want to text in, just go to my Twitter page at GNitzel16. There's a link pinned to the top of that page as well. And my buddy, the founder of Paintings for Pediatrics, Craig Sorbo, joins us now. Craig, thank you so much for the time, bud. Thank you so much for the generous match that you're offering. Why did you start Paintings for Pediatrics, and what do you guys do?
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me on. First of all, I think we got to call the elephant in the room, that somehow the Masters is starting today with a delay 10 minutes after your show ends. Or nobody calls you out on that.
That's fantastic. That is just fortunate timing that I don't have to do this show distracted.
I don't know how much that cost you, but nice job. painting started, man. You know, obviously you were involved real early in the beginning. It was really a God moment just popped into my head somehow to have the idea the kids do paintings, tell their story, and it's been really neat to see what's come of that. So, you know, that's what, as you're aware, but all the listeners are not, you know, we have people that have lost kids to cancer, that have kids fighting cancer right now, or families that have had some kids in remission, do paintings, we tell their story, we put on the gala auction, and auction off this really unique, very cool artwork that just creates gratitude, and it's been awesome. We get to raise money to help in stuff like this, and it's always good to be able to support you and Mac Fund, because 30% of what we do, we give back to research. So supporting places like Mac Fund and Alex's Lemonade Stand, and then 70% we give directly to these families just to help bridge that gap with the financial turmoil that they face when you get that news that your, you know, child has cancer and you're going to be in a fight for don't know how long.
So, Craig, what are the, some of the things you paint?
We don't paint that. We have the kids paint it. So we give
The kids paint it. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, so the kids paint it. Open whatever they want. So that's what's neat is like.
You should see some of these paintings, man. Like the gala that they do in the fall. I mean, these paintings are really, really damn good.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I'm sure you got some, you know, wall space, Chewy, to put some paintings up, man.
That's got to be cleared through the boss. But, you know, hey, it's for charity. Why not?
That's right. But, yeah, you know, I'm looking. I got one that my wife actually bought in her own will last year. And it's a painting of a woman, kind of a faceless woman with a big gap between the hair. You know, telling the story kind of, you know, losing hair through this process. You know, imagine being, you know, 10 years old and,
sure,
you know, having to lose all your hair and all the challenges that a 10-year-old faces to begin with. So it's cool. You know, MySpace, genuinely, I took down some, like, Lombardi things. I think we always look for inspiration. We put up things that are kind of cool in our house. And so I took down some Lombardi things. Still have some, don't worry. But and I put up some of this artwork because it's just, you know, when I wake up, my kids are, you know, I got a almost 3-year-old and almost 6-year-old, and, you know, they can drive you nuts, but it's a giant blessing. They're healthy. The fact that they can drive me nuts is truly a blessing. And just looking at these things, reading the stories every now and again, certainly helps put life in perspective. So.
Craig Sorbo, Paintings for Pediatrics founder, joining us. Paintings for Pediatrics, kind enough to do a $5,000 match. If you donate right now to my Mac Fund page as I raise money for the Ringer event, if you just text CARES, C-A-R-E-S, you can donate. And that is going to be matched thanks to a $5,000 match that Craig has offered up for Paintings for Pediatrics. If you want to get involved more with Paintings for Pediatrics, just go to their website, paintingsforpediatrics.com. What are some of the events you guys have, Craig, throughout the course of the year?
Yeah, so we tie into some local events. We'll be at West Bend Art Show this summer. We'll be at the Tishigan Car Show doing some stuff, helping them. So we also, I mean, we have our big gala events, which is our big fundraiser, but then we try to help, you know, other events raise money as well. So, you know, we have a unique deal here with the painting. So sometimes we'll take that idea to help other charities, you know, boost up their fundraising as well, which has been very, very neat. So we've done some stuff even with some military charities, help them, like, just organize and get some paintings done, tell some stories in that space. So it's just this idea of, you know, storytelling through art, I think, is really, really cool. And I have zero artistic ability, but somebody told me once, like, art's how it makes you feel. Yeah, I mean, my stick people are crooked. So people are like, are you an artist or did you have anybody with cancer? And just, no, I'm not an artist. I have not had to deal with cancer directly, but, you know, I'm in the financial world and I've really been able to understand what these families deal with financially. And it just hit me strong that there's really nothing out there at the moment to financially help these families. And it can be financially crushing. Genuinely last year, we heard a story. It was a tough one, but sister got cancer. This happened about 10 years ago. The sister ended up passing away in her early teen years. And then through the challenges of losing a daughter, as well as just the financial turmoil that incurred, the father ended up taking his life. So brutal deal. So this family lost a daughter and a sister and a father and a husband over the course of 12 months. And that's just stuff we're trying to help, I mean, do what we can to have that not happen again. So, yeah, it's rough.
All right, Craig, we certainly appreciate the time, but you mentioned how the Masters has been delayed. I'm doing this around golf. It's my favorite 4 days of the year. Do you have any Masters predictions for us?
Man, you and I talked about this the other night. I think someone's going to slide in. At least somebody you're not thinking, right? The hot shots with Scheffler. I mean, he's good, but I'm thinking we're going to have someone come out of the woodwork here. Someone's about to make a name for themselves this weekend.
Does Tiger make the cut?
He's got him. I mean, he's got to break the record, right? I mean, it's only...
It's like the last thing he can do at this point. It's like the last thing realistically we can expect Tiger Woods to do is set the all-time cut streak at Augusta National.
I mean, how about if he's in contention on Sunday?
Ah, that'd be wonderful.
That's the dream. I mean, that's the dream. It's not going to happen, but what if it did?
Man, we got some good sports stories out there right now. So, it's fun. Why not Tiger? I mean, he looks good. So, I mean, Freddie Cupton says he looks good. I'll trust Freddie.
It's Teddy Freddie. Craig, we certainly appreciate the time, man. Paintingsforpediatrics.com is the website. If you want to get involved directly with Paintings for Pediatrics, certainly a great cause where the kids and the families have the paintings, and then Paintings for Pediatrics sells them for, you know, again, proceeds going to help families and go to research, like the $5,000 match that they're offering right now. If you go to my fundraising page, CARES, C-A-R-E-S, 800-990-3776, to help raise money for the MAC Fund. Craig, appreciate the time. Enjoy the Masters, my friend.
Thank you, boys. Have a wonderful day.
Craig Sorbo, Paintings for Pediatrics, joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. A lot of charitable things going on, because over at The Truth as well, our friend Tori Lowe has his community cleanup that is coming up on Saturday. He joins us to talk a little bit about that and get into the green and gold, because he's a huge Packers fan. That is coming up next. But first, it doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in, a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. They have helped me, and they can help you. If you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy to be able to attack your day the way you once were able to, those could be signs of low testosterone. And it's easy to figure out if it is. I thought I was just tired because, well, I'm getting older, doing a morning show. It's why I'm getting tired more throughout the course of the day. Now, it turns out my testosterone levels were low. Go in, you get a blood panel done. LowTUSA.com is their website to book an appointment with them. And if your testosterone levels are low, well, then you can start working with Mentality, and it's a customized solution just for you. They want to make sure that your levels are where they need to be for you. It is not a one-size-fits-all solution. So go to LowTUSA.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality. LowTUSA.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You want more physical harm beset upon people who are trying to earn a living.
I want winners. If someone has to die in order for us to win, then that's the price you pay.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Really cool event coming up that Goodcomer Brands has with the GKB family here in Milwaukee. And the man that probably does more for his community, Chewy, than anybody else here in GKB is Tori Lowe from our friends over at 101.7 The Truth. Tori, thank you so much for jumping on, bud. What do you guys have going on Saturday?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing great, bud.
Doing great.
You know, I'll tell you this. You know, we're going to get everybody together. We're going to get out and help beautify the city of Milwaukee. It's the third annual Tori Lowe Truth Community Cleanup. And right now, I think we had over 170 volunteers.
Wow. That's awesome.
So, powerful. And it's just one of those things where, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. And when I got on the air, I said, I don't want to just leave the community. I want to bring the community on the air with me. So I wanted an active listening audience. So, you know, we do cleanups. We got the Walk Against Violence. And, you know, we got other things that we get the audience engaged in the community, so we can get out, work together, and make a difference in the neighborhoods. And I'm very proud of GKB. Everybody, all of my teammates, because when we come together and we put these things on, people show up and show out.
If people want to show up and show out, like you just said, how do they do that? How do they join the community cleanup that you have going on Saturday?
Well, go to truthcommunitycleanup.com and register. You can register either for the North Division High School, which is starting at 8 a.m., and then we have the Silver Spring Drive location, and that's closer to 9:30, 10. And then we have Safe and Sound, which is an organization that's in the city of Milwaukee that's helping residents. They got involved. They sponsored the event, and we'll end up at their location at the third location. So you could pick one, two, or three locations. All you got to do is go to truthcommunitycleanup.com and register. Also, at the end of the cleanup, We have cousin subs for everybody, so you get a nice cousin subs, food, drinks. It's all good. It's going to be a powerful day.
Tori, the word on the street is you're a huge Packers fan.
Powerful.
Am I correct?
Yes.
With that, we had Jason Wilde on. You know the draft is coming up. We put some scenarios out there. There's reports that they may package a 2 with the 1 to move up to 16, which what? Jason said, which is a huge possibility. But I would rather see them package the number 2s to move up to 21 and have the 21st and 25th pick. Are you with me?
Would you like to see them go that way? I'm with that. I'm with that. And you know what? We got a lot of picks, and it's time to consolidate. It's time to try to make something happen real big because we got to win now. We got a nice young team. We're not going to – I don't think we should wait. I think we should try to win. I put my bet in. I went down to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and I put my bet in for the Packers to win it all.
I love it.
What kind of odds did you get over there at Pottawatomie for that?
Well, you know, I'm not a gambler. But, you know, when they opened up the sports book, I went down there and put $1,000 on the Packers to win.
So let's go.
Somebody said it was $20,000. I talked to Ben Bruss. He does all the calculations. I think he said $20,000.
You might want to check the math.
You're right. But you know what? Yeah. It's just one of those things. I'm feeling the energy. You know, I'm feeling the vibes. I think that if we can get a real groundbreaker on the line, another – real groundbreaker on the D line. We might get this
one. Yeah, it's. Do you have a position? Do you have a guy or anything you're looking at for the draft, Tori?
You know. I think we draft offense, offensive linemen. We try to find the best offensive lineman off the top, and that's the Packers' way. You know, mm-hmm. But I think that the Packers, you know, we're gonna always go off at the best offensive line available. I mean, most of the time, you know, unless we see somebody really. You know, a difference maker on defense, but most of the time we try to get them big boys up front. We try to get them hogs up front because we like our quarterbacks. But I'm just trusting Goody and them to really put together a real good product this year that can actually challenge for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be a fun year for the Packers, and I think you guys are going to have some fun as well. Truth Community Cleanup, if you want to join the third annual Community Cleanup presented by our friends at Cousin Subs, Gruber Loves, Waste Management, all a part of this as well. If you want to volunteer and help Tori. And Tori, man, I love everything you do. You have been so involved with the community. This is such a cool event that you guys have. So thank you so much for jumping on and letting everybody know what you're doing on Saturday morning.
Hey, look, I appreciate y'all for having me. Go Pack, go. Hey, look, I'm so excited. Once again, go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to register, and let's get out here and make a difference in the neighborhood. And I can't wait to see everybody April 13th. I'm going to be out there early in the morning.
Of course you are.
I'll be there, too.
Of course you are. You're Tori Lowe. Of course you're going to be out there early. That's the only thing that makes sense, bud. Hey, thank you so much, Tori. Have a good show later today. And, again, have a good community cleanup on Saturday.
God bless you guys.
TruthCommunityCleanup.com is the website to go over there. I think you've got some people rallying around your idea, Chu, of having 21 and 25 versus moving up to 16.
Wouldn't that be nice? I mean... If you can get the cornerback out of Iowa at 21 and then you take a very nice lineman at 25, well, I think that would rival Clay Matthews, B.J. Raji.
I'm surprised you're going in this direction. Because
it just makes more sense.
Well, but also, as far as I know, you are going to be involved in 2 weeks in our draft coverage with our friends at Q Club out in Waukesha.
Yes.
And if the Packers pick at 16... your night's probably done sooner. So that's I thought selfishly true. You would want the Packers to move up to 16 instead of waiting around for 21 and 25.
Well, I'm bringing in one of the best analysts probably in the state of Wisconsin. So, Joshy, you're probably going to have to be there, okay?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Make sure he doesn't get one of these. You know, I don't need a little cup. I want mine in a tub.
I...
I might have to show up because you're not going to be able to babysit them. You're going to be doing a radio show.
I know.
Somebody's got to be in charge. Somebody's got to watch over your neighbor, the Blammer.
It's just the job for me, it sounds like.
Yeah, you hit it off with him when we were out at Q Club a couple of months ago. So, yeah, Josh, he's got to look after him. Somebody has to be in charge. But it just, the Packers draft, it feels so exciting. 2 weeks away, and because they're young, and the possibilities seem endless. You know, it's not where, because they're young, Chew, but they still have some holes, it's not like, okay, this is an established team, they're picking in the back of the draft, clearly Goody's just going to trade out, try to get more draft picks. It doesn't seem like that because they already have so many picks. So they could actually be players in the draft, which makes it more exciting.
Look at how stressed out we were last year, too, at this time. Remember how stressed we were with everything going on with Rodgers and his love going to be any good and this and that? Now we're just sitting back and, I'll take a little more gravy.
I do have one problem. They need to move the draft up 2 weeks.
You don't want to wait two more weeks? No, you can't do the draft now.
Fine, one more week.
Okay.
It's too far away. It's too long.
If the draft is going on during the Masters.
It's been too long since the Super Bowl. Wait, just speed it up. Let's get it.
Josh is ready to go. So are Wilde and Tausch. They're coming up next, 94.5 ESPN.